good to see Loki on Disney Plus, the new Marvel show. If I'm reading correctly, did we all watch it? Did I read that correctly? We all liked it. Okay. Uh-huh. Loki, my talkers, if you don't know, let me just quickly set the table. We have the silverware here. Loki is the brother of Thor. He was in all the Avengers movies. This is a show about him because he's wildly popular. Lex, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. It took me a while to figure out, okay, I see what they're doing here, because it's like Quantum Leap. It's a little like Gringotts Bank looking. Yeah. It has a little Back to the Future-esque essence to it. But I love the concept of it, and I really love the theme of, you know, you think you're one way, but other people see you in another way. And it's all that whole good and evil, what's your purpose, how did you get there? And I think they're really going to explore that this limited series.
Dawn, what'd you think?
I loved it. I love, that's why Thor is my favorite Avengers, you know, Marvel character. Superhero, is because he is a god and he is among humans, and it makes it funny because he's trying to have conversations with them. And Loki is his brother, so you've got the same thing there. I felt a little hint, it was like they had shades of like Umbrella Academy in there, just because of the look and the feel.
Yes.
Alexis, do you agree with me there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, just the whole world that he ends up in, it was very much like that.
Yeah.
And then also I thought about Doctor Who as well, when it comes to who's running the show, you know, and that whole concept of what's happening, not to give too much away. But yeah, it was like, all right, that's fine. There are no new ideas, but I'm enjoying this.
I enjoyed it a little less than the both of you.
Okay.
Colin said this at the conclusion of the episode. Anytime you're dealing with time travel, and I felt this way, I believe it was the current season of Star Trek Discovery, when they were going back and forth between different dimensions and different timelines.
I got really confused too.
Yeah, I and Westworld, I got to tell you, it's the dumb guy in me.
Yeah.
I do not follow along well with that because I have such a short attention span that I don't always enjoy that. So I worry a little bit because I wasn't keeping up, and I'm not quite, I don't know. I did not love it as much as I thought that I would, but I love Loki. I'm going to keep watching. But people, look, the critics are loving it. The USA Today television critic thought it was the first good Marvel series, which I harshly,
well, that's not right.
Sternly disagree with that. I mean, WandaVision was so original and fresh. And
everybody
anyway,
feels that way about it, really.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was beyond. Anyway, yeah, I liked it. I'm going to keep going.
I can see that, Jason. For me, too, it was a little like, oh, okay, now they're there. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, what year is this now? Because, I mean, they're traveling hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. So just trying to keep that situated.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can't fold laundry during this show. You need to pay attention to every second.
Every second.